As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Romeo. You got in over your head, dude, and now you're thinking it's time for a U-turn.
Here I am yet again over my head with another delusional idea of mine. I don't know where this started. Well, I kind of do know, but it's one of those ideas that you kind of throw out there and then it just kind of eats up in the back of your mind. And so, you know, this happened maybe, two, three weeks ago, but we were hanging out with the youth group, right? And we were all there, and Abby's mom happened to be there.
Go ahead.
For those that don't know, the Burt Show youngins have now dubbed themselves the Burt Show Youth Group.
No, yes. This is our Bible study.
Yeah. Right. And that consists of Romeo, Abby, Katie, and Rebecca.
Yeah. The young ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's still in their 20s and young and viral viral. No, they're not viral, I promise. They've all been tested. They're good to go.
They're the typhoid Marys.
Yeah. Please date them. They deserve love. Go ahead.
So we were all hanging out at a table, and I think Abby's mom started mentioning that she does run marathons, right?
Yeah, she's a runner, she's a track star.
And so she was mentioning this, and I was just like, yeah, I feel like I can run a marathon. I go to the gym. I don't do any cardio. Like, I think my weightlifting is cardio enough. Mm-hmm. I walk up the stairs every once in a while. I walk down the hallway because you know how my studio is kind of far away? So when I have to come into the studio, like, that's my cardio right there. Wow.
That's plenty of training.
Yeah, that's like as much cardio as I do.
Oh, you ready?
And so when I said this, I was like, yeah, that doesn't sound bad. A marathon, like, quick and easy. I didn't realize quick that a marathon was 26.2 miles, which is an average of like 4 hours and plus of running. Like 4 hours, I think it's if you're really good. And I think it's like 6 or 7 hours if you're like me. Or maybe even 8 hours. So then I started thinking like 8 hours running sounds miserable.
I don't want to do anything for 8 hours except fly somewhere.
Or sleep. Everybody.
Or sleep.
Ooh, right. Sleep, yes.
So it was this idea that I threw out there where I was just like, I think I can do it. And I think it's maybe because I also, like, I've mentioned to you guys before that I watched this TV show called The Challenge. And, like, in that show, it's a reality show, but they're very physical. Like in the final, they run a lot. So I've always had
about The Challenge?
Yeah, The Challenge. Like, the TV show on TV, right? And so they run a lot, and it's very physical, like, workouts. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, I'm always like, I think if I put my mind to it, I could do it.
You could.
Yeah, right? And so
you wouldn't, have the greatest time.
I think
you would be able to cross the finish line. I don't know about a full marathon, but I think a half marathon. Because I did the same thing. This was like KK 10 years ago. I would not be able to do it now. And it was an accident. I agreed to do a half. You remember this?
Uh-huh.
With the Rally Foundation?
Uh-huh.
It's about raising money for kids with cancer, right? So how am I going to say no to this? And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll do a half marathon. I'll do a team, blah, blah, blah. That's because I thought a half marathon and a 5K were the same thing. There is a significant difference.
Americans don't math well.
No. There's about 10 miles difference.
Start putting Ks on the back of numbers, and we don't really know what that means.
And they did training. Like, we were supposed to, like, meet with the coach and do training and stuff like that, which I did once. So, literally, and I do not recommend this. It was not easy at all. But this is physical shape KK from 10 years ago, was able to do a half marathon with no training. I think you could do it, but it's not going to be fun.
I'll give you a little bit of a different perspective on that. Because, you know, Kristen didn't even know what she was training for. I bit off a little more than I could chew also, and it had to do with cancer. It was Leukemia Society at the time. And I signed up for an inline skating challenge, right? And I had never been on blades before. And I decided, yeah, how hard can this be?
Oh, I remember that.
Right? So I could sign up for either the half marathon or the full marathon. And I'm like, as I told you guys yesterday, I'm usually all in or nothing. So I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. And it was called the A to A, and it ended up being 82 miles on inline skates. This was before I ever moved to Georgia. I knew nothing about Georgia. We skated from Athens to Atlanta. And I skated for a girl that had leukemia, right? And I hated every second of it. I have not put skates on, those inline skates, since I see a pair and I start getting scared. But along the way, quite honestly, the pride I had on training, doing something I didn't like at all for 4 months, and the camaraderie that comes with training also, and then finishing this massive goal, I cried and cried and cried after it, because it was such an accomplishment, was something that I've leaned on way more than just that day, probably my whole life.
I believe you could do this. And I did some quick research. They say to leave about 14 weeks of training for a half marathon. I think Kristen's idea was right. And there's one in early August near us that you could sign up, and it'll meet that, like, it'll give you about 15 weeks worth of training.
What do you think?
Okay.
I think you can do this. I
totally
believe you could do this.
Yeah.
Half marathon doesn't sound that bad.
It's bad. 13.1 miles.
It's half as bad as a full marathon.
But it's the accomplishment along the way, and it's the training and getting those little wins, man. It's a game changer, dude. You really should do it.
I'm going to do it.
You got to do it.
You
want to
do it in August?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it.
All right.
That's a verbal commitment.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You got this.
All right.
All right.
All right. Side bets start as soon as he leaves the studio.
The Burt Show.